Okay, something about Tu Bishvat. I don't have time to go into too much detail, but something. The Kedushas Levi, Levi Yitzchok Mibarditchev, points out that there is a connection between Tu Bishvat and Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, which is a Yontif, and the 15th day of Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. The 15th day of Shvat, the 15th day of Av, the connection is the following. There's an argument in the Gemara when the world was created. Rabbi Eliezer says the world was created in Tishrei, and Rabbi Yoshua says the world was created in Nisan. Now, according to both of them, the world was neither created in Nisan or Tishrei. Man was created the first day of Tishrei or the first day of Nisan. That means the world was created 6 days earlier, which was either the 25th day of Elul or the 25th day of Adar. It doesn't work out this year, what I'm going to tell you. There's a leap year. But the normal year works out the following thing. So therefore, the day of creation was either the 25th day of Elul or the 25th day of Adar. If you subtract 40 days from the 25th day of Elul, you get the 15th day of Av. If you subtract 40 days from the 25th day of Adar, you get the 15th day of Shvat. What's the significance of that? Just like it says that 40 days before a person is conceived, they already begin to make the preparations for what's going to be with that person, right, in heaven. So too, 40 days before the creation of the world, the conception of the world, God was already preparing for the creation, whatever that means. Therefore, every year, the preparation for the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan starts on Tu B'Shvat, and the preparation for the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei starts on the 15th day of Av. What does that mean? So first of all, you have to understand, how could they both be true? We know that whenever the rabbis argue, they're both right. How could the world have been created in Tishrei and Nisan? Says Tosfos, they're both right. The world was created b'machshava, in thought, on Tishrei, and l'maisa, in action, on Nisan. Now, I don't think that means that God, you know, had this virtual creation on Tishrei, and then he went actually through motions on Nisan. It's not what it means. In fact, some say that that doesn't what it means. And on Rosh Hashanah we say Hayom Horas Olam. Not today where the world was actually created, but it was became pregnant. It was conceived, thought. But I think it means something else. Get it for you? No, but it was Horas Olam means the creation reached its pinnacle with the creation of man. But it was only Hora. It wasn't Yolad. Okay, in any case, I don't think it means that altogether. I'll tell you what I think it means. It means something completely different. It says that originally God intended the machshava, in thought, ideally, the world should be created bedin, only judgment, only justice, no mercy. In the end, God added mercy. You're familiar with that? Chazak. What does that mean? That ideally, in thought, right, ideally, the world should exist only with justice. This world. Why? Because the whole purpose of this world is to give people a chance to earn Olam Haba and not get it for free. If you earn it and you get no mercy, you earn whatever you do, you get what you deserve. Nothing more, nothing less, then you've earned your Olam Haba. If you get mercy, you got help. So you didn't earn it 100%. Part of it was unearned. So it defeats the purpose. If people could survive total justice without mercy, that would be to their benefit in this world. Because then every bit that they get in the world to come would be 100% earned by them. No help. They'd be punished for their sins drastically. But what would be left would be totally theirs. Great individuals can function like that. Yaakov Avinu functioned like that. Rabbi Akiva functioned like that. But 99.9% of the world couldn't function like that. We need mercy. If we'd only have justice, we wouldn't exist. So God added Lamaisha, he added mercy. That doesn't mean he changed his mind. It means he created the world on two dimensions. The dimension of Machshava, the thought, the ideal, still exists. For those who can do it, there's a dimension of ideal, only justice. Lamaisha, God added mercy for those who need it. When the world was created, there was no time. So these two dimensions coincided. When time was created, the beginning of creation, the dimension of din, of justice, gravitated towards the time zone called Tishrei, and the dimension of mercy gravitated towards the time zone called Nisan. Now there's two creations, two dimensions represented by two different time zones. But originally they were one time zone, because it wasn't time, just two dimensions. So the world was created b'machshava, on an ideal state in theory for those that can exist, and lamaisa for the most of us that couldn't exist like that. Okay, now, so therefore there are two times in the year when we have a Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rosh Hashanah of the dimension of mercy. That's Pesach time. That the word Pesach means to have mercy. Even though Rashi, there's three really meanings to the word Pesach. Asher Pesach al Batei Bnei Israel. The simplest meaning is pass over, skip, pass over. Right? That's the most obvious meaning. That's the name of the holiday. But the Targum Onkelos says that the word Pesach means chos, to have mercy. Pesach means chos. The letters samaches are inverted. Chos in Aramaic means to have mercy. So it's the yontif of mercy. Tishrei is Yom Hadin, is the dimension of justice, judging. How do you prepare for judgment? What was the significance of Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av? According to one opinion in the Gemara, it had to do with trees. They stopped cutting trees for wood on the altar on Tu B'Av. It was a seal. Right? When you finish a mitzvah, you make a seal. The seal of cutting wood for the altar, for the year, was on Tu B'Av. They only cut the wood in the heat of summer, when there was no sap in the trees and there weren't any worms. Worms won't produce in sapless trees when the wood is dry. When the wood becomes moist and the sap starts to come in, that's when the worms come. Wormy wood is invalid for the Mizbeach. So they only cut the wood in the heat of summer, and when the days started to get shorter and the nights longer, the sun's rays weren't as direct, they stopped cutting wood. That was Tu B'Av. That was the cutoff point. So Tu B'Av was the celebration of the seal of the mitzvah of cutting wood for the Mizbeach, cutting up trees. Tu B'Shvat also has to do with trees. It's a time when the sap comes into the tree and prepares for the fruit of the coming year. Therefore, it's the Rosh Hashanah of fruit trees. Completely different. One's the dry trees that were burning on the altar. The other is the trees with the sap that's giving its fruit. In order to prepare for judgment, no one can merit judgment on his own merits. What's the way to merit judgment? By being humble, broken, admitting that you don't deserve a good judgment, but you give yourself over to God and trust Him that whatever He does is fine. I'm giving myself over for judgment. That gives you the ability to survive judgment. That's the symbolism. We take the tree, which is like a person is like a tree, we cut him up, put him on the fire of the altar, and that prepares a person for the judgment of Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. Symbolically, it teaches us, break yourself, be humble, broken, hand yourself over unto God's altar, you'll survive the judgment. What's mercy? Mercy is God wants us to be dynamic. Not to negate ourselves, but to assert ourselves. You function. I want you to do what you can do. I want to help you. That's mercy. That's Pesach, redemption. Being redeemed, being able to function. Therefore, we celebrate and prepare with trees that are getting their sap to be able to produce fruit. The sap comes from the water. Water is Torah. The more Torah you have, the more fruits you can produce. The fruits are the mitzvahs that a person does. So to prepare for the Rosh Hashanah of mercy, you have to get water and prepare your fruits that you'll be able to function. Here you are subjugating and negating yourself to God to prepare for justice. Here you are getting the wherewithal through Torah to produce your fruits, to be dynamic in this world. That's the preparation for Tu B'Shvat, for the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan.